like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? And for P1s specifically, you can go to globelifep1.com. And this week, ladies and gentlemen, our special super guest star taking our musical questionnaire is Norm Hitzkus from the Normandy Invasion,
man.
The Texas Radio Hall of Famer, and our good buddy. Good morning, Norm. How are you?
Morning, lads. Morning. It was especially good to have that incredible lead up. I had no idea that long snappers went through stuff like that.
You never know.
Ten Tommy Johns.
Ten Tommy John surgeries. Unbelievable.
I'm very curious about your list, Norm, because you tend to have a bit older taste than a lot of us. And so I think I'm going to learn a lot from your list.
Well, I think that honestly, reference age, when I was 18, 1962, and I was 30, 1974, that period right in there, I regard as maybe the explosion of music in this country. I know other people who lived through different periods may not believe that, but just in that 12-year period, I'll rattle off names. Beatles, Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Beach Boys, Led Zeppelin, The Who, Jimi Hendrix, The Doors, Jefferson Airplane, Pink Floyd, Aretha Franklin, Elvis Presley, Stevie Wonder, The Jackson 5, James Brown, and then the 70s hit, bringing us Elton John, The Eagles, Queen, Fleetwood Mac, Chicago, Bruce Springsteen, Kiss, Rod Stewart, Billy Joel, Three Dog Night, ZZ Top, James Taylor, Jethro Tull, Heart, the Willie Nelson country
family.
Scene. Unbelievable.
Yeah, the outlaw country scene.
Right,
yeah,
in your wheelhouse.
That was a golden age for music, for sure.
And all kinds, Gordon. That was mm-hmm. the thing. It ran the scope of people doing ballads to the beginning of really hard rock to folk rock to, and of course, right in the middle of it all was Woodstock.
Yep. Which you went to, and you were impregnated there.
What?
Yes. What? Yes.
All right, you ready to start off, Norman?
I am.
All right, first one, as always, band that you hate.
I have grouped band that I hate and band that is overrated into one category. Okay. I don't hate anybody. I just didn't appreciate the music of groups like Black Sabbath, ELO, Aerosmith, AC/DC, and Kiss. I could add several others to the list, but I wasn't a big appreciator of their music.
So that's interesting because a lot of those bands are similar, except to me, ELO is a real outlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think ELO would come up with a couple of tunes that maybe you would attach like, your foot to.
The others
to
were
be honest,
more,
I don't know who ELO is.
The others were more hard-driving, kind of almost metal-type rock.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of being able to understand what words are being sung.
Yeah, that was hard with ELO, I would say.
It's just sometimes we get a new... we get new... things introduced into music. And
good
no,
point.
I mean, you say, well, let's go over here.
Generic.
We got a synthesizer now. We got this, we got that, we got something mm-hmm. else. And sometimes it drowns out the fact that songs should be words and music.
I'm kind of with you on that. I'm kind of with you.
But Junior, you liked R.E.M., didn't you? You couldn't understand anything Michael Stipe was singing for a while.
Yeah, I struggled. But it also sent me to... I guess there's part of that I did enjoy taking it the next level. I liked hunting down the lyrics on album covers or mm-hmm. the sleeves or now online, kind of like you're unwrapping a little present. Okay, fair enough, Norm. Let's go on to band that you think is underappreciated.
This is actually a string of bands. The band that I'm going to point to is Buffalo Springfield that was a little bit ahead of its time. It turned into... Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and that group broke up to individual artists, but I was really into protest songs back then, lads. Mm-hmm. And the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young song of Ohio, I thought was a brilliant protest song.
About the Kent State murders.
Soldiers, yeah. And Nixon coming, we're finally on our own.
Great song.
We're finally on our own. We'll hear the drumming for dead in Ohio.
Hey, Norm, have you seen either of the Laurel Canyon documentaries about those bands in that time?
Yes. In fact, as you guys know from when we went to cowboy camp, I lived in the next canyon over when I lived. I lived just outside of the next canyon over, Topanga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was what a golden area for music.
It's incredible.
A tiny area, too. We're not talking about some vast place. We're not talking about L.A. or Montana or something like that.
Hey, what was the week like after the Kent State shootings in this country? Did everyone think we had just
we'd lost
our mind, that it was about to end?
Minds.
Yeah.
We had American soldiers shoot unarmed American protesting students. We are headed for hell in a handbasket.
Can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible to think about that.
Yep, it is.
So you were a big protester. Did you grow long hair and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, I
smoked
long
dope
hair, yeah. Well, yes.
All right, Norm, what we got next?
Band that you love.
This is pretty easy. This is a band I've loved for over 40 years now, and have seen, I think, 4 times, which for me is a lot, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bob Seger.
Jerry hit us with this one, too.
I'm with you, Norm. I love Bob Seger.
Hurts. You all right, Gordon? You okay there?
I swear this has made it on the list of people we can't stand. Like, for multiple people we've had on here.
It's also made this one, too, that they like Bob Seger.
Yep.
This is Turn the Page, about the life of singing on the road.
This is a great song.
Once it gets rolling, it's fine. That opening sax thing, I'm with you, but once it gets rolling, it's fine.
But your thoughts will soon be. When does it get rolling?
Right now.
Right now.
This is rolling?
It's cool. It's got a cool vibe to it.
Okay. Stop yelling at me. And there's nothing
much to do. Plus, this is one of the great entertainers. I don't know if you've ever seen Bob Seger.
A lot of pelvic thrust, a lot of climbing the stage monitors and getting up in the rafters.
No, he doesn't get up in the rafters. He doesn't descend on wires. He doesn't come up through the floor. What he's got is he...
Does he moonwalk?
Well, when you're 70s, you really can't do that. So
the song is still just slowly plodding along.
Oh, yeah.
Not every song can be up-tempo.
All right, that's a good one, Norm.
What he does do is travel with a group. He brings his own virtual orchestra with all the people who can play various instruments.
Eric.
All right, I support you there, Norm. Right. Next on the list is band that you can listen to over and over again.
This is actually a single entertainer, and I don't know if any of you all appreciate this person. But this was another of those sounds that grew out of the 60s and 70s in the folk world, and the incredible voice of Joni Mitchell. I don't think this is Joni Mitchell.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Jer? Descending the Clowns?
That's the song you told me to pull.
No, that's...
Stand by.
Sounds like...
That's
movie,
Judy Collins.
Movie soundtrack.
Oh, that's right. That's Judy Collins.
Baby Deer's Born.
Joni Mitchell featured in those Laurel Canyon documentaries as well.
Yes. This is a Joni Mitchell.
What song is this, Jared?
Instrumental.
Last Time I Saw Richard?
No, this isn't the last time I saw Richard.
It says that on the internet. On the YouTube.
What's internet?
Is this Lady Gaga covering Last Time I Saw Richard or something? Or?
No, this is the Vienna Orchestra Richard. About to go to sleep, I believe.
Jared, do a all secondary right. search here.
I did.
That's all Uh-oh. There is?
Maybe he went by Dick.
Yep.
Pardon
me?
Sorry?
What?
Anyway, Norm, Joni
Mitchell.
Another
name for Richard.
You said you like by.
We're trying to find a song here.
Is this it?
Oh, yeah. This is it. No. Well, this is her. Yes.
Yeah, there are multiple versions.
And this incredible voice.
Which voice?
Stand by. Okay.
This one. Honest.
You sure? 16 measure lead ins.
Was she known as more of a piano player than a singer?
There we go.
When did she sing, Norm?
Right at the end of the song, Gordon. Right at the end of the song.
She sings, Amen. And that's it.
Let's just acknowledge
Joni Mitchell
and move
for
on.
Everything she's done.
Let's move on, Norm, to the band that made you fall in love with music.
Here she is. Here she is.
No.
Yes. There.
Oh. Stop it, Gordon.
This is the woman who, when she's singing in church, that everybody just kind of looks down and just rides it out.
No, not Norm.
That sounds like a voice Gordon can do.
Oh, yeah. You can do the church lady singing.
All right, Norm, band that made you fall in love with music.
This one's pretty easy also. I love his writing. I love that he writes about things contemporary to him. I think one of the things we fail to appreciate at times about music is the ability of the writer. And Elton John, I thought, was a magnificent, just magnificent writer.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Is this him? No, I never knew you at
all. You had the grace to hold yourself. This is his tribute to Marilyn Monroe.
You know, I finally saw him live a couple of years ago. Phenomenal show.
Yeah.
I bet.
I love him. They set you on the treadmill,
and they made you change your name. Wasn't everybody panning him at the beginning of the pandemic for his appearance on that?
Yeah, he's had some.
The cheap basketball goal in the background.
He's old now, and people have.
Well, he can still perform though.
Well,
that night on the driveway, maybe not.
He gave a couple performances.
His kids were playing 2-on-2.
Where was he doing that? Where he was going?
That was it. That was I'm Till Tandon.
I'm Till Tandon. Mm-hmm. It was weird performance.
Okay, Norm, band that surprised you.
I went to see another performer in concert in the 70s. And this person was the warm-up act. I didn't know much about Bonnie Raitt. Hmm. She came on stage as the opening act, and she sang Angel from Montgomery,
written by the late John Prine,
who just passed away. And I'm telling you, the crowd just got still.
Such a great song.
She's got an unusual, fine voice.
Who cares about songwriters? I don't care about singers and performers. Didn't I take heat recently because I had talked about songwriters? And
Here it comes.
Yeah, just performers, if they wrote it or not.
I said that I was always more impressed with people who wrote the songs as well as performing them.
All right, Norm, you're guilty.
Richard Sherbin coming in there.
It goes back to writing, and I love this guy. I could have picked any one of a number of his songs. He then combined with a classical guitarist named Tim Weisberg on an album named Twin Sons of Different Mothers. But Dan Fogelberg may be the best balladeer we produced in the 60s and 70s, and that's saying a lot given that era of music. And of course I love this song because it's written for the Kentucky Derby. And Gordon, he does start to sing here also.
Born in the valley and raised in the trees of western Kentucky on wobbly knees, with mama beside you to help you along, you'll soon be a growing up strong.
I always liked him. I didn't realize he passed away at 56.
Yeah. Dan Fogelberg?
Yeah, back in 2007. I didn't realize that.
He wrote a song for his father called Leader of the Band.
Oh, yeah. Great song.
That's a big hit.
It's almost impossible not to tear up when you hear him sing that song.
He's greatness.
He's really great.
All right, Norm, and finally, great band to see live.
Well, I gave you Seeger as my favorite band. And then I started to think, should I come back and say Seeger again? No. So then I would give you the other person. And then I thought, I have seen this person in four different decades of my life. I saw Jackson Browne in the 70s and 90s and 10s and aughts and 10s. The amazing thing about Jackson Browne to me, guys, is he'll do rock and roll, he'll do ballads, and he'll do protest songs. Mm-hmm. And you never quite know what you're getting with him. This is Running on Empty, but he had loads of hits. He did a protest song called Lives in the Balance that's really, really excellent protest song. But what a good performer.
Well, you never know. Back when you guys were living out there in L.A. together, he might have passed you a joint one night.
Maybe. Maybe he may have bogarted my joint or whatever they used to say.
Norm, that was a fantastic list.
Thank you, Norm.
Thanks for taking us down your musical journey road.
Lads, thank you. It caused me to go back and look at this era and make decisions of what I liked. And this is really a fun memory trip.
Awesome.